We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
This is Crash and Forty on WEEI.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go wherever you go. Just download the Odyssey app.
So tomorrow, it is another day where the media get a gander at this year's New England Patriots squad. Open media OTAs tomorrow. Nick Belichick speaks tomorrow, correct? Is he?
Sure.
Yeah, he's, I think Nick, he's talking tomorrow. Well, I thought we talked about him
before.
I'm
being told he is.
He is. That's what I thought. Turpin for Billy, I do believe, for most of this week, although Terp's got another vacation planned. It's really,
really? Yeah, are you going on another cruise?
Yeah, I don't know where this guy. He must have hit Powerball or a scratchy
his
or
folks.
Something. Or
his mom. Well, oh! I bet your Terp still gets a birthday present, right?
Terp's
I bet
only your 22. Mom.
About the same area.
Yeah.
Area code. My daughter's 23 tomorrow. So Terp, you still get a birthday present from your mama?
No, because my birthday's 6 days after Christmas, so it kind of just loops
oh,
in. So
that
I
is
one.
Bull crap.
Yeah, I know.
So you got yeah,
so you don't
bad
get,
timing.
So you're mate, how about you, Nick?
So that means Terp's
I haven't gotten a birthday present in like probably like 10 years.
So, Terp, your birthday is New Year's Eve?
Yes, sir.
Oh, what a terrible day to also have a birthday on, too. Let alone the close. Like, if you're before Christmas, you might be able to make that work. After Christmas and then on New Year's Eve as well? That's a rough one. Because, you know, people want to go out. They want to drink. They want to have fun. They're not going to be thinking about, oh, yeah, when
Terp. No, it should remind you of Terp. Like,
when they play the Dick Clark retrospective at 12:02 a.m., they're like, oh, Justin's a year older.
I got to call Terp. It's his birthday. But hold on. Let me make out with this handsome fella.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Hold on. Maybe later.
Let me kiss this person under the mistletoe. I'll call him tomorrow. Yeah. He'll understand. Well, Mike Reese had some football notes, of course, and again,
yeah, Reese's PC's notes, whatever the hell he calls
oh,
it.
Oh, I don't know. That's your little buddy from over there, Channel 4, that you've been making fun of forever. A couple of things that that stood out. Number one, I know that you noted on the sheet here Mac and the unsportsmanlike conduct and things like that. I think that stuff kind of gets forgotten by those teammates, but you tell me, if you played with Mac Jones last year, Fourier, would you be able to put into context sort of the stress that Mac was under, which in a weird way everyone was under, because you had a guy that wasn't qualified to run the Gravitron at the county fair as offensive coordinator?
So I would say, I was just starting to think of things that like, guys, okay, let's just hardcore mail it up real quick. That guys have a hard time overcoming as far as what we would consider like a guy's character, right? I would say anytime you hit a guy in the ding ding, like at any point in time, if you're one of those guys,
you
and you
blast
do something
someone
like
in
that,
the wiener, right?
Like even as you're getting, even in a fair fight or something like that, it's like, I don't know, man. Like that's like an unwritten code rule that you just completely decided to panic and
so locker room scrum, someone grabs another's yam bag. That's a bad look.
Yeah.
Like fight fair.
It's like, what? Like, really? Like, so, that's what you're. I'd rather get my ass kicked than kick somebody or grab somebody in a locker room fight. Like, I was trying to think of, like,
what about
what can
pokes?
You not overcome? I feel like, you know, I mean, there's few. I mean, is your life on the line? Like, I know you want to. You really have this dream of taking somebody's eyeball out and scooping it out with your thumb.
Who says it's a dream?
Okay, so I would say easy. People are listening now. So we're like, ah, there he is. I would say
some one-eyed guy listening now is like, oh,
I knew it was him.
Yeah.
I do think there are certain things that most guys and athletes can overcome, right? Steroids, you can overcome steroids all day long. Yeah, well, you know, you did what you needed to do, right? Even though I think it's cheating, whatever.
Go for the eye.
Like he had, what was it, unsportsmanlike conduct penalties and unnecessary roughness penalties. Remember all the cheap, dirty, pathetic plays that he had?
It was really on trips, right? Like on the whole.
Yeah, it was like such a pathetic look. I think it's like you so god dang desperate that you would be willing to, and then act like it didn't happen and have people nationally calling you out for just what a chump move that was. To me, that's hard to overcome. Personally, I forgot about him, which is like a bigger indication of how bad everything was.
But I was going to say,
that's worse than him waving off Patricia.
So if you, it's you, what you just said in that sentence was very interesting, is that I forgot about them, but it's tough to overcome. But if people are going to forget about them, then isn't it easy to overcome? At least with now, guys on other teams remember everything, as we know, until you're a teammate with that guy and then all is forgotten. So I don't think other teams are going to forget. My worry is more the people in the room. Are there guys in that room? Like, does
we'll Trent, give them a pass.
Like, that's the thing. Like, yeah. Does Trent Brown, who's been around for a while, look at it and say, I'd have done worse if somebody would have let me. I don't blame Mac. Or is it the, oh, really? That's what happened when you did X, Y, and Z?
I would say from the offensive players, misery loves company.
Oh,
like you mentioned Trent Brown. That dude should bury his head in the sand for what he did last year. That guy was stealing money based on his effort and his inability to even help up the rookie that was playing next to him. So I would say, like, there's a lot of those guys that belong, that, like, almost like, okay, we're all going to collectively give everybody a pass. And you're right. You can get over it inside your locker room, but the word is out on Mac Jones as far as in the league, as far as other teams and how they perceive him.
There you go.
You know, because that's real. He's cheap. He's dirty. You know, he's arrogant. He's entitled. He's nothing but a spoiled brat. Blah, 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 blah. Everything was given to him on a platter. And look, things don't go right, and he tries to triple player. Hit one guy in the ding ding, right? Like, look, what a dirty chump this guy is. That's how I would view him if I was on another team. This guy is, we need to get after this guy because he's a chump. That's how, as another team.
It's the whole, if we frustrate him, he will do X, Y, or Z.
Yeah, you know he's going to implode. So
I think there are two teams that understand. There's one team that understands Mac Jones right now, other than the Patriots, and there's one that will by week 10. That team would be the Detroit Lions, where a lot of those players were like, way to go, Mac. That's what we wanted to do. And the Philadelphia Eagles by week 10 will not look at Mac that way because they'll have a healthy dose of Patricia in their building and be like, now I understand why that guy did what he did.
I just think, like, so the second thing it's almost like this whole article was like a reminder how bad things was. And the other thing that stood out to me, this was amazing. This was amazing. It was the lack of motion with this offense. Another thing I forgot about was astounding. Was astounding. God. So the Patriots used motion. This is what Mike Reese says. Oh, this is number three of his Reese's pieces. All right. The Patriots used motions at the snap on only 106 plays last season, which ranked 28th in the NFL, according to ESPN stats and information. For comparison, the Dolphins led the NFL with 456 of those plays. I mean, I think it's crazy because they were so just inferior and so just scared, they wouldn't even add a motion to a basic run play. Just a little bit of eye candy. Hey, we're going to run sweep right for generic purposes. Sweep right. You know what we're going to do? Let's start the tight end on the left and have him motion across. Nothing's going to change for anybody else. The only difference is that the tight end is going to make his block off the line of scrimmage. He's going to have to shuffle and time it out. I know it's challenging everybody, but we got to try to trick these guys.
But what if we have a fullback in the game?
It just isn't that, again, a little walk down memory lane. Isn't it astounding?
Yeah.
The lack of creativity, even for someone who was a defensive coordinator. Like any flag football coach, Pop Warner coach, high school coach at the freshman level will say, you know what? We keep lining up in the same position every single time. What if we try and shift and then maybe motion?
No, you ain't. Listen, we got to just, motion is one thing, but a shift to a motion?
Isn't it amazing how unbelievably bad it was?
In the single wing offense, there was more motion than what the Patriots are running. Like those high school games that I call, in those single wing, there's more motion from an A or a B back than there was that the Patriots had all of last season. And to me, one of the things that this Patriots offense was made on was motion, because you normally motioned to a matchup. I mean, just go all the way back to the beginning of the 2000s with Kevin Falk lined up out wide, and then just think of all the different ways that, you know, Gronk would flex out wide. Wonder why. Ball's going his way. Can't stop him. You got a great matchup. A lot of that's the quarterback. A lot of that is the philosophy. And I'd like to think that the quarterback now matched with the right philosophy in Bill O'Brien, that Bill O'Brien is going to welcome shifts and motions and things like that. Like,
it's
what a
free
novel concept.
Hot route! Red seven!
No, yeah, can you repeat that, what you just said? It's what?
It's free.
It's free.
Yeah.
Right.
Doesn't cost you anything.
Right. It's just a little scheme. It's just a little indicator. You can overload one side if you're going to run 28 toss or whatever it is. Honestly, it is so elementary. It is amazing that even Matt Patricia couldn't figure that out.
And I would even put, I know we're kind of beating a dead horse, but all I'm seeing right now is like, what teams need to do to change, like, you know, their luck, or, you know, what needs to happen, major moves teams need to make. The Athletic had a version of this for every single team, and it was more offensive centric. And for the Patriots, it was like, you know, can Bill O'Brien get the most out of Mac Jones.
Well, and the other
and that's
thing,
that's it. It's like, of course.
We also need to revisit DeAndre Hopkins, because I've got an opinion on that. But also, the punt team, as we know, last year was not good. But the offensive philosophy did not help. Warren Sharp put something out over the weekend that is mind-blowing to the Patriots offense that will lead us into talking DeAndre Hopkins. But first, here's Chicken Nick. He is ready to trend.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
AUDACY. Type that into your app search, then download.
Gresh and Fourier on WEEI.
I feel like this music kind of hits just the drabness of the weather outside.
It's terrible. I actually had to put my heater back on in my house.
Did you really?
It was freezing. It was like, I know that people watching or paying attention to the Sox. Yeah, that's a bird that's dead inside that.
I was just going to say, I think there's a dead bird on top of one of our air conditioner things out there.
Yeah, it's dead. I've been paying attention to it for the last 45 minutes and it has not moved.
Do I need to wind the blinds closed?
Blinds.
Probably.
I don't know if Coop can zoom in on that thing. Ooh. Oh, there you go.
No, go down a
lower,
little bit.
Just low.
There you go.
Let's see. Can you get a good zoom in on that? Let's see here. For those of you on Twitch or watching on the live stream on WEI
through
YouTube.
Too much. I don't think you see it.
Yeah, it's a. Oh no, you can kind of make it out a little bit, I guess.
Keep going.
Oh yeah. Yeah, the bird got his head, looked like it was stuck in between the grates, but not chopped off. Well, because if it chopped the head off, then you'd be able to just lift the thing right up.
Got to get your cat over here to clean up the mess.
No, my cat won't mess with them if they're dead. Nope. He kills them. He caught a flappy rat this weekend, but if you think about birds, am I wrong on the old... They're like flappy rats.
Pigeon?
Yeah, pigeons, birds,
pigeons
are
rat with
whatever.
Wings, absolutely.
But yeah, there you go.
Some birds out there that are, pretty to look at.
Well, the Patriots punt game was not good to look at.
No.
Part of the problem was really because the Patriots kicked a lot of punts. Warren Sharp over the weekend. Number of drives ending in a punt or a turnover in the year of our Lord, 2022, do you know who was the number one team in the NFL with the least amount of drives ending in a punt or a turnover last year?
Chargers.
Let me just look here.
Doesn't matter if you have one ass cheek and three toes.
The Lions. The Lions only had 66 drives that ended in a punt or a turnover in 2022. How good were they? Number 2 and 3 on the number of drives ending in a punt or a turnover in 2022 with 71 was Buffalo and Kansas City. That's how just dynamic, I guess we would say, consistent maybe, the Detroit offense was last year.
That's amazing. I would have put that. Well, I know their second half of their season was pretty good as far as the amount of points that they were putting up.
Best in the league in terms of having,
and they didn't make the playoffs.
And they did not. You're exactly right. Now, some of you might be wondering, fine, I don't care about Detroit. Tell me where the Patriots came in. Well, it was in the bottom of the league. Believe it or not, folks, the team last year that had the most drives that ended in a punt or a turnover were the Denver Broncos with 117. Then came the Texans at 115, Tennessee at 110. At 106, it was Washington and the Giants. And 104 drives that ended in a punt or a turnover. It was Indianapolis. And then in at 102 came the New England Patriots, just ahead, if you'd call it that, of the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah, so when you're – and I think this all leads me back to how much – better, significantly better they're going to be. in all these areas that are really important. So the punt team was so bad, one, because you had a bad punter. Two, your punt team wasn't great. Special teams overall was not good. But they had to punt constantly because they couldn't. They kept punting. So obviously,
shooting themselves in the foot.
Yeah.
Hey, we're in second and six. Nope. Here's a penalty.
Yeah.
You're now in second and 16.
Yeah. So to me, like everything really revolves around the offense, the offensive coordinator, and ultimately your quarterback, which it should be anyways. But they were so bad at so many things. And you brought this up, and the fact is that they were still, at the end of the season, still in the hunt for a playoff spot. With I would say, listen, I've been on some crappy teams.
Mm-hmm.
This was probably the worst I've seen.
Offensively,
easily. And again, I've been on some crappy teams. Because you want to look at crappy teams, you don't necessarily have to look at the team that only has two wins. Look at the teams that has... like seven.
Look at the teams.
Six, or they lose games by one possession or two possessions.
Look at the teams that had more drives end in a punt or a turnover. Denver, they were a disaster because of the head coach, but they had a quarterback that a lot of people, at least before last year around here, might have said, I'd rather have that guy than Russell Wilson. You had Houston, total mess, young quarterback, trying to rebuild it. Really, they're waiting for the draft picks to cash in now if they got rid of Watson. Tennessee really built on the run. Tannehill played bad. Then they turned it over to a rookie. That quarterback could run. He had to run for his life because he couldn't read a book out there. They became a disaster. Washington, please, when are they ever going to get out of their own way? The Jets, we were laughing. We, here in New England, had a terrible offense, and yet we were still laughing at the Jets for how inept they were last year. And then you had Indianapolis, who was playing for the number one pick in the draft.
So, with that being said,
yep,
the fact that with all this as dysfunctional, as bad as it was, and the fact that they're still in the hunt for a playoff, does that mean that the league overall was just bad? Does that, or that the even with as bad as everything was, Bill still did an unbelievable job coaching?
I lean towards the, it's amazing they had the record that they had with an opportunity to go to the playoffs in the final game like they did, because what we're realizing is the Patriots offense was so bad it was comparable to other bad teams in the league. But even if we compared them to the mean here in New England in terms of the expectations, there was probably only one other year that was worse offensively, and that was the COVID year where everything was messed up. And I think the further away that we get from some of the COVID years, I mean, heck, we've talked about it here, you know, the whole sham title in the NBA that LeBron won, right? And then there was the weird year where you're playing games on Wednesdays during the COVID year and all that kind of stuff. I think people will start to sort of put those seasons into context. But as bad as it was with Cam, it felt like it was worse last year with much better players, because you just didn't have the scheme or anybody that believed in anything that Matt Patricia was doing. And I mean, now I get why. I don't want to say now I get it. Now that you look at the numbers and you compare them to other just dog crap offenses, it really puts into perspective how much the defense carried this team last year.
Oh, no, and you had some, I mean, you played against some, like even just the two games against the Jets, the one game you played against the Jets, like you needed a punt return to win that game.
Yep.
Like, that's how bad. Like, you were literally in a dogfight with the Jets both games.
In a year of bad special teams, that return saved a game.
Yeah, and I'm not even mentioning all the punts that were blocked or returned for touchdowns.
Like, well, you know.
I mean, no, just that's all part of that goes back
no,
to the, that goes part
is.
Of the punt team and how bad it was, because you can mention all the times that they punted, which is significant, and how bad it was when they did punt. But again, they weren't even blocking anybody.
Interesting point from the 603 on the text to 37937. Remember, the Lions offense was nuts almost all year. It was crazy when the Patriots shut them out. Honestly, the Patriots shutout for the Lions came before the bye week. And old Dan Campbell was, it felt like he was going to cry in that post-game press conference.
That's right. I forgot about that.
And then they came back after that. And they, you know, I'm sure the Lions would look at it and say, hey, guess what? The Patriots actually made us better because they whooped that ass before they went into the bye week and they came out and then they blew doors after that.
So the last thing for me before we move on to the DeAndre Hopkins. Just the last one was, I don't know if you saw this or not, and I don't, maybe I'm making too much out of this, was that, you know, Mike Reese noticed that when the Patriots were doing like run drills like last Wednesday during practice, there was a period that was devoted to just inside running, like, you know, run game on the field. And that meant receivers and defensive backs worked on a separate field. Hey, listen, while you guys are grinding it out, going over your steps, we're going to go over here and run routes. Gesicki was not part of that run group. He went over and practiced with the receivers and the defensive backs.
What do you read into that?
Well, I don't know. I was going to ask you. Like, because the rumor, it's not even a rumor. It's a fact. Like, one of the biggest issues with the Dolphins regarding Gesicki was his lack of willingness to get his hands dirty, to be the point man and, like, run blocking. He just wouldn't do it. He would turn it down. Mm-hmm. You couldn't trust him. He was only happy being flexed out. He just doesn't have that right mentality. So when I saw this, I was like, wow, does this just mean that they're just admitting that he is not to be involved in any, at least front side run plays? They're just going to focus in on him being a oversized slot receiver. Or too early to kind of look into it, read into it?
No, because there are two thoughts that automatically come to mind. Number one, does he have it in him that the Patriots can pull it out of him to just be functional enough?
No.
Okay?
I'm a no.
So if that is the case, then they're just going to coach around it. And maybe the blocking mismatches come from him being in the slot. Because you're unlikely to walk a middle of the box linebacker out to cover a tight end like that in the slot. But are you going to get Gesicki matched up against, I don't know, 5'11", 210-pound safeties to where all he's really got to do is get in the way. And the safety's got to be mindful of that guy pulling the old okey-doke on him and just, you know, stopping down like he's going to block and then taking off. So it's almost set up for Gesicki to have an easier time blocking out of the slot than if he were an inline tight end. But it is interesting because what they're saying is that his hand will never be down, and if he's a wing on the backside of the play, they're going away from him. So that's where Bill O'Brien's got to get in the lab. You know, how many wide zone fakes can I come up with to let Gesicki leak out into the flat on the backside to throw it to him and let him turn and run type thing? That kind of stuff.
Because
if they had a Gesicki on this roster last year, guaranteed Matt Patricia would have said, no, you're a tight end. You got to put your hand down, and he'd get beat every time.
Yep.
Whereas it's the nuance of the, can you coach around it? Can you still dress it up to where everybody knows that guy might not block, but boy, what you can't do is just turn him loose on some sort of play action or something like that. So this is where Bill O'Brien is going to earn his money. Because I think it's just easier to coach around it than it is to try to force the guy. Maybe that's why Anthony Firkser's here, because there's your second in-line tight end. And that's a guy, you go to six-man protection because you don't have a fullback on the roster. So when you go to six-man, he can be the sixth guy if you're in a too tight set. You also could put big on the field as well.
Just a big, oversized lineman, a tackle that you're not using. Well, they've done that in the past multiple times.
I also mean that from the standpoint of the skill guys. You have Tyquan Thornton at 6'2". You have Devontae Parker, 6'3", 6'4". You have Gesicki at 6'6". You have the ability, if you do want to go six-man protection, put Ramondre in there. I mean, you know, how you playing that? You got a 230-pound back with six offensive linemen in the game, and then you got three guys that are over 6'2". You could have a completely sort of heavy slash big on the outside kind of goal line set if you wanted to be able to take advantage of all the size on the field. No, by the way, you want to load up and take those guys away. We got six linemen in. We'll hand it to a 230-pound back and see how much manhood your linebacker has. really.
You just nerded out.
A little
big
bit.
Big time.
Like, I mean, just, a little
just,
bit.
You just Dante Scarnecchia'd us.
Well, because when you think about Gesicki, again, Matt Patricia would be like, ooh, you tight
you
end.
You say a tight end.
You're in-game tight end. Ooh, ooga booga, run people over. Caveman. Yeah. You cat, tight end caveman. You run people over. No, no, the smart ones will be like, okay, that guy doesn't want
he
it.
He can't do it.
So how do we set him up so that he can? Put him in the slot, let him block corners and safeties, and put him on the backside if need be. Not every tight end has to be Gronk. But you have to have a good offensive coordinator to take advantage of the ones that aren't like Gronk. Does that make sense?
No, no.
Anybody can coach a Gronk. Like, he's amazing. Put him out wide, put him in. Doesn't matter. Whatever you ask him to do, the guy can do. The guys that really make their money are the ones who say, yo, this guy can't do that. How can we still make him relevant? And instead of just putting his hand down and letting him get killed, I mean, Gesicki probably would have lasted 3 weeks here with Patricia.
Oh, you think like body language and frustration was going to be an issue? Oh, man, why can't we run to the right with Gesicki over there with his hand on the ground? Well,
how come everybody
how much
in the
time
league
do you
knows?
Got?
Yeah, exactly.
It putting like just, a DB in front of him as an outside linebacker.
Honest to God, you're right. Oh, they walk up a safety and he couldn't even
really
block.
Screw up the offensive line calls.
He's got a 35-pound advantage and can't like just hold a guy
still
off on
the
backside. Forget about it. We will get into DeAndre Hopkins. We'll just push that down a little bit because I think the market for Hopkins might be shrinking, as crazy as that may sound to some of you. But the lunchtime parlay is next.
From the Rubenstein Law Studios, 1-800-BOS-LEGAL. This is WEEI, New England's sports original.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Gresh and Fourier
on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Well, congratulations are due to our friend Billy Lanny, who nailed his Free Jacks pick on Friday.
Whoa!
How about that? They covered it. It's like 35-14 was the final. It was a big blowout.
Yeah, I'm just looking at last week. So, no bet for you because that Friday night game, right, that was rained out.
Correcto mundo, okay. Yeah.
So, I feel like if there's something like that,
no.
Then our losses should count because you basically didn't even play. So, you're not getting rewarded or hit for it. So,
well,
in those situations, if one of the four has a no-bet situation, then all of us should not be penalized.
Okay.
You want to reset your record?
Just saying
again?
That.
No, hang on.
No, I just want to get rid of this loss.
So if your and Nick's pick hit and it became a three-game parlay where we won $65, would you turn down the winnings then as
I'm
well?
I'm okay with that, yes.
Oh, so you'd be you'd be okay with turning down the winnings?
Yep. And it's just so it's fair for everybody.
That is.
It's fair for everybody. I mean, you feel good about this? You should take an L.
Well,
and blame it on Mother Nature.
It's been a part of gambling forever, you know.
All right.
I know these things are all kind of new to you, let's say.
Well, I have the book
to look at the sheet and see what other people made.
It is. Well, I hate that stupid rule. You should be able to bet whatever the hell you want. Why can't we both bet on the same game?
Oh, well, then
Why can't we bet on the same game?
Because it's a four-leg parlay. Makes no sense. All four of us would have to do it. And maybe you need to go in front of the MGC and tell them.
Who's the MGC?
Oh, the MGC. That would be the Massachusetts Gaming Commission.
Well, listen, this is the kangaroo court version of that.
Oh, I got it. This is the wish in one hand and the other, and you see which one fills up faster. All right, I got it now. Foyer, Jimmy Butler let Foyer down, only 21 last night. Did not go over the 25.5, and Chicken Nick, I mean, going with Florida on the money line.
First. That's a step in the right direction.
Yeah, they did. That's right. If it was if you had first score, there you go. Ooh, $10 shake in the Twitch chat. Foyer wants a gambling participation trophy.
There should be another line for that. It should be highlighted in green.
That's very good.
And Terp's playing today.
Terp's going to make some picks. He is a part of the terrible overall record between the Nick and Terp combined in this as well. But
no, he was about 500.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I'm most of the losses.
Yeah, Nick has just, I mean, it's like a bad stock in
the last
2 weeks.
There was a nice little stretch where I got 8 in a row, and I didn't say anything because I'm not, you know, Christian Fourier. And then I lost about 20 in a row.
You never in your life won 8 in a row. And nothing in your life. You have not won 8 in a row in anything in your life.
That's probably
nothing.
True.
You mean to tell me that Chicken Nick has never gotten eggs 8 days in a row from the chickens?
Nope. I've never gotten them once.
He doesn't even tend to the chickens anymore. I asked him to bring it in the mail. He doesn't bring it to the chickens.
No, it is true. Of course, Fourier finds out that Chicken Nick's got chickens, and he asks for eggs. It's unbelievable.
I don't think I've ever had, like, fresh eggs straight from the hen.
Really?
No, I've never had it. Everyone tells me, do they taste different? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah, they actually do.
Yeah, they
really
do. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I would like to try some. Just saying. Well,
You
have them in your backyard. Just grab a couple.
You don't know anybody with a chicken?
No, I know Chicken Nick. Can you not just grab a couple eggs and be like, sorry, Miss
He doesn't
chicken.
Go near him. He's afraid of the chickens, hence Chicken Nick. He's got to ask his mom to do it.
My grandpa does it.
Oh.
86-year-old grandpa.
I was just
going to
say, does he also harvest the grapes and make wine, too?
Yes.
We had somebody who used to be able to do that with our grape arbor. Now our grapes are just growing on the arbor, and nothing gets done with them, so whatever. I don't know. I don't drink wine
Don't you
anyway.
Like eggs? You like eggs, right? Wouldn't you like some fresh, farm-fresh eggs? Like, legit, not just packaging and marketing. Straight up, right when it comes out, bam, nice and warm.
All I got to do is reach over my fence to my neighbors. And I can chickens, too.
Oh, I don't have any of
that. That's why we have a fence up.
Okay. Because
all the little meeses and things run around. That's where my cat really does a lot of hunting, is because these vermin or whatever are hanging around the chickens, and then he'll come running in the house with like a couple of field mice or whatever.
Okay.
Anyway, do you want to lead the way on the lunchtime parlay?
Well, let Turp go.
Let our guest listen to this. Like, Turp's never been a part of the show
before. But today, he's a guest. He's filling in. I know he's been a part of our show, but today he's a guest.
All right, so picking for Billy today is Turp. Turp, lead the way.
All right, Red Sox today. Final game with the Rays. Brian Baio on the mound for the Red Sox. His over-unders for strikeouts, 4.5. He's gone over this number in 6 of his 8 starts. And the Rays average 8.5 strikeouts a game. So give me Baby Pedro over 4.5 Ks today.
He was Baby Pedro.
What a breakdown, though. Logic? That was fantastic.
Really? That's all you need is logic?
Not bad for a guest.
I'm just saying that he's presenting things a little differently than you are.
I got a great analysis today. Let Nick go first.
Chicken Nick, go ahead.
Well, sorry I stole your pick, Christian. But
that's okay.
The Texas Rangers are hosting the St. Louis Cardinals today.
It's the best bet on the board.
The Rangers scored 30 runs in their last 3 games, and the Cardinals just got swept by the Pirates.
If Nick didn't beat me to this play, this was going to be my play today.
That makes me feel great.
Rangers
on the money line. What are they, still minus 135?
135
great
right now,
value
yeah.
there for what should be a heavy favorite.
And you got Wainwright on the road with like a 7.9 ERA for
Both old Cards friend, Martin Perez, Martin been very Perez, good this year.
Really good at home.
Rangers on the money line over the Cardinals.
I love it. I'm going to go Toronto on the money line against Houston. And this is more of a market move. This thing opened either at or around even, and it's now gone up to Toronto minus 120. So a little bit of steam behind Toronto on this one. I'm going to go with the Jays on the money line against the Astros. And finally, ladies and gentlemen, with a pick that he has thought about all day long, here's Christian for you.
Well, real simple. You're looking for real hardcore betting analysis.
Yeah.
Here it is.
Okay.
Okay, the Oakland Athletics, soon to be the Las Vegas Athletics.
I do believe so.
They think they're going to keep the name.
They're going to the people of Vegas are pushing back, but it's going to get done.
Well, they're playing the Pittsburgh Pirates, and here's the reality of it, folks.
Okay,
the A's suck. I mean, they're just terrible at everything they do. And here's how I actually thought that this would be a good bet. Like, pick the A's to actually be a wild card, like make the playoffs.
Oh no!
Like, the money was phenomenal. It was one of my FanDuel bonus bets that I used. Okay, I used that up early on thinking, okay, where can I find the most money for my money? No, that's not going to happen. They're just terrible at everything. Their team batting average, their team pitching ERA, their on-base percentage, the runs scored. Like, everything about them is bad. They've won 12 games. They just got swept by Miami. They're going to lose. So pick the Pirates to win.
That is fantastic analysis. See? Because See you're 1,000,000% right.
See?
Oakland, I guess, if you bet to win, right? So if you're betting against Oakland, but the other team that you're picking, you're betting the full might be minus 220 that day or something like that. If you're betting to win versus betting to risk, I do believe the number against the A's is like 1,900 or something like that.
Trying to figure out,
it's just been printing money betting against the A's this year. So we got Toronto on the money line, the Pirates on the money line, the Rangers on the money line, Brian Bello over 4.5 strikeouts. Your $10, folks, will win you $91.65. You ain't getting rich, but you're getting a lot of play money.
That's a dent.
That is a dent. There's no question. And we will be chipping away at our debt when it comes to the Lunchtime Parlay. We will get that up on all the social media channels. Gresh Fourier, W-E-E-I on Twitter. Instagram, Gresh and Fourier. Spell the A-N-D in between our last names. And you can run to the pay window because the Red Sox are playing earlier today. We will get to that as they lose yesterday in embarrassing fashion. And Sam Cassell is now going to be on the bench with Joe Mazzulla. We'll get to that with you for the Lunchtime Hour next.
The Red Sox Station.
Go Sox, let's go, baby.
I love the Red Sox.
W-E-E-I.
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 New England Sports Original.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.